This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Oversight Authority for U.S. Operations in Afghanistan said Tuesday that the United States has lost $19 billion in Afghanistan since 2002 due to waste, fraud, and abuse. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, noted that the U.S. Congress has appropriated nearly $134 billion for Afghan reconstruction programs since the ouster of the Taliban in late 2001. Of that amount, SIGAR said about 30% was wasted or misused. SIGAR's latest report comes as President Donald Trump's administration presses the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents to negotiate a political settlement to permanently end the long conflict. The Afghan rivals are currently engaged in direct peace talks in Doha, Qatar. One of the attorneys representing victims of the 1998 terror attacks on U.S. embassies in East Africa and their families says the majority of his clients reject a compensation deal that would result in President Donald Trump removing Sudan from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism list. Michael Miller says the deal, in which Sudan would pay $335 million to settle claims related to the bombings, discriminates between victims based on their nationality, paying American victims and their families far more than it would pay East African victims who worked for the American embassies. The August 1998 truck bombings at U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed a total of 224 people and injured thousands of others. Victims and their families sued Sudan in American courts based on findings that Sudan harbored al-Qaeda operatives who planned the attacks. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.